The Free Library of Philadelphia is proud to present a podcast from our author event series, recorded live at the Central Library on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. To learn more about the Free Library, the Central Library Expansion Project, and how your contribution can help our programs and services for the community, please visit freelibrary.org.
Oy vey, I haven't spoken in front of this many people since my bar mitzvah. My name is Fred Kogan. I am the Visual Arts Department Chair at Friends Select School. Just a few doors down on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. I have admission packets if anyone needs one after the show. I teach art to students in grades 5 through 8 and have taught middle school for almost 10 years. Thank you. Thank you. Until this time, no author has created a book on crafts that would appeal to the middle school mind. As an art teacher, I'm always looking for excellent lesson plans designed for crafts educators. But now I have to thank Amy Sedaris for writing a wonderful book titled Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People, filled with projects that middle school students can relate to. Amy has divided the book into exciting chapters like The Craft of Crafting Crafting Lee, The Joy of Poverty, Crafting for Jesus, Perfect for a Quaker School, Unreturnable Gift Giving, Out of This World, Teenagers Have a Lot of Pain, Making Love and Sausages, with chapters devoted to crafting mishaps and crafting with ADD and multiple personality disorder. She has developed wonderful lessons, including how to make a mouse ghetto, egg carton bulging eyes, a smelly balsam sack, a tampon ghost, and Tar Heel sausage cookies. All kidding aside, folks, Amy Sedaris is an alumna of the Second City and Annoyance Theater in Chicago, Illinois. She's played a starring role in the television series Strangers with Candy in 1999. She was nominated for a 1993 Joseph Jefferson Award for Actress in a review for Truth, Justice, or the American Way at the Second City Theater. In 2002, Amy released the book of Liz with her brother David Sedaris. In 2003, she released the book Wigfield, The Can-Do Town That Just May Not. And in 2006, released the book I Like You, Hospitality Under the Influence. Amy is a frequent guest on Late Show with David Letterman. Also, Ms. Sedaris runs a cupcake and cheese ball business out of her Greenwich Village apartment when she's not acting. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to introduce the talented, hilarious, and fabulous Amy Sedaris.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming. I never think anyone's going to show up, so it's always nice that someone's here. But thank you, Fred. I didn't know I did all that stuff. So, yes, I have a new book called Simple Times, Crafts for Poor People, written by Paul Dinello and myself. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a craft demonstration, and then I'm going to ask for a volunteer, and then they're going to do a craft. And then I'm going to do a Q&A, and I'll sign some books out in the lobby. Any questions? Perfect. Okay. This morning I swallowed a bunch of my rabbit's hair. I was petting my rabbit and she's shedding. And then I was coughing like that, but I inhaled all the hair, so I have a big fur ball in my throat. So it's very annoying. Okay, so first of all, I need a volunteer from the audience. You, sir, but all you're gonna do is hold the mic while I do my craft. Is that okay? All right. Okay, you can come up here. Okay. This is a craft. I'm going to teach you how to make your own twist ties. I have a chapter called Making Love, and in it, you know, there's some lights made out of pantyhose and some, you know, lights, and you need twist ties to attach the lights in the pantyhose. It's a very attractive craft. What's your name? Donkey, is that your real name, Donkey? Your parents were like, what are we going to name him, Donkey? Because you look like a jackass? Why?
Well, I'm named after my dad.
Oh, you're named after your father?
Donkey Senior.
Oh, okay. Not here to judge. Be good. Okay. So, Donkey, if you'll just hold this up to my throat. Okay. So, to make your own twist ties, you're going to take a piece of tape. It can be any tape. It can be colored, clear, you know, anything. Donkey tape. Okay, there you go. You're going to lay that down. Like so. Then you're going to take some wire. Like this. Gee, Diet, hold on. Wire's expensive. I think I took this from a film shoot. I always steal stuff from movie sets. That's the only reason I'm in movies. Where's Amy? She's in the mailroom. No! Okay. Well, hey, Donkey, you get that out for me. While Donkey's opening that, another craft I have in the book, and this is really great. If you take two pieces of packing tape and you put pennies, you know, sandwich pennies between the two pieces, it's excellent for weighing down your Bible or some kind of instructional book. And it's not that easy to make. It really isn't. Yes?
How much do you need?
Let's see how much you got. That's perfect. So then you're going to, Martha Stewart gave me these scissors. Okay, you're going to cut off some wire like that. And then you're going to put it on top of this tape. Nothing like wasting time. Here you go. There. Then you're going to take another piece of tape. I love colored tape. It's really expensive. I definitely take that from sets. Okay, then you're going to lay it on top of the wire and the other piece. You got to line it up. This is what it's hard. Like so. Perfect. Press. Press. Then you take your Martha Stewart scissors. Cut off the end. Twist tie. Excellent. Excellent. Now let me tell you why this doesn't work. The only thing about this is you got to get stronger tape because when you do twist it, it tends to tear. So you just have to find better tape. Thank you. Hey, thanks, Donkey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to give you a pencil for helping me out. It's a dollar value. I'll be selling these in the lobby. I make these pot holders from those pot holder kits, and they take me 20 minutes to make just one, and they're going to be on sale in the lobby for $10 a piece. And then the money goes to the House Rabbit Society. Boop! And then a Simple Times pencil. Okay. And then I'm going to show you this. I don't have a cell phone, so I had a friend make me one, and it's great. It's knitted. So I walk down the street when I see someone coming at me and they're, you know how they're doing this and they're not looking up, then I'll do it and then we run into each other and they see this. Then they just think I'm crazy. But this is my business phone and then she made me a home phone. And I'm on it all the time. I am addicted to these. It's really great. Okay, does anyone have any questions? I'll start up with a couple questions and I'll have someone else come up and make this craft. But it's going to be messy. So be careful if you volunteer. Anyone have a question before I get to that craft? Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Uh-oh, okay. Hairball, hairball.
I have kind of a big birthday coming up.
She has a big birthday, her 60th birthday, yes.
Thank you. And I'm a little depressed about it.
She's depressed.
I wondered if you had any tips so I wouldn't be so suicidal.
Oh. She wants a tip on what? Well, have you ever tried medication or anything like that? You're on a lot of medication. Maybe a tanning salon? Isn't that supposed to be good for people who live in like Alaska or something?
For my birthday and what?
Yeah, go to a tanning salon for your birthday and then down some pills and find some. Do you have any friends? Oh, I'm so sorry. You take the pills. You take the pills and you'll have a good night. Yeah, I see your problem. Good luck. Now I feel like I want to kill myself. Anyone else have a question? She's looking for a friend. Yes, ma'am. She wants to know where my dress is from. The guy, Adam Selman, who made all the costumes in the book, made this dress for me. It's on the cover, and I've been wearing it. It's my fourth day in a row. And now the belt just came off. It's broken. It's just bulging. You know, I bloat. So I broke the belt before the show. Loser. Okay, how about a volunteer to come up and make this next craft? Okay, all right. I'm going to take that gentleman right there. It's just funnier with a guy. I'm going to take you right there. The guy, your hair goes like this. Yeah. Oh, I like your outfit. That was really stupid what I just did. I went like this, and then, stupid. Okay, so what's your name?
I'm Ed.
His name is Ed, and do you go to school here? Do you have a wife? Or
I don't live here.
You don't live here? Where are you from?
Allentown.
Allentown?
Yeah, you know, you've been there.
Oh, yeah, sure, Allentown. I love Allentown. Okay, Ed, this is what we're going to do. Do you have a girlfriend or boyfriend? Or? Oh, never mind. Any other volunteers? Okay. So, Ed, this is a nice thing to do for your boyfriend. This is the crafty candle salad. What you're going to do is you're going to take some of this lettuce and you're going to make a nice display of it on this plate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you cook at home for yourself or your boyfriend?
A little bit.
A little bit? Mm, you work with a lot of lettuce? Obviously not. Hold on. Ed. Just pretend it's a special occasion. Okay. You're just going to put it all over. Men. Doesn't matter. Straight or gay, they don't have a clue. Well, this book would be ugly if it weren't for gay guys. Okay. That's adorable. For sale. Okay, now, you are going to open this can of pineapple, and you're going to take about, I don't know, you know, three or five rings, and you're going to put on top of your bed of attractive lettuce. Mm-hmm, we'll wait. They make a pull tab on pineapple now. Maybe it's just in New York, though. They're always ahead. Okay, it's going to be messy. I do have a napkin for you. Yeah, see, I think. Oh, that's great. Don't throw anything out. This could be something. I was making a baby, like, wind chime, you know, something to hang over the baby's crib. And I wanted to get the star effect, so I used the, you know, can opener, and I cut myself, and blood went everywhere, so now it's an illustration. Okay, now you're going to take on one of these bananas, you're going to peel it, and you're going to insert the banana into the hole. Filthy! Okay? Did you have a banana today?
No.
Okay. Is it gonna, take one. Yeah, I'd give you a pencil, but I already gave one away. Yeah, you're going to stick that in there. Is that good? Is that good? Okay. Now, you're going to take a dollop of mayonnaise, and you're going to put it on the tip of the banana with the spoon. Just, you can eyeball it. Just put it right on top. Okay, get a firm grip on that. Good. Now, you're going to chop it off so it looks like it's on fire. You know, like you're going to top it with a cherry. Ed? No. Now, if you feel it's going to fall, you could add some more rings. I don't know. Do you have cherries in your refrigerator at home?
No.
You know, you need to take those home because it's very impressive when you have cherries in your refrigerator. And you're just going to put it right on top. The crafty candle salad. Beautiful! Oh, what a nice job. That's a great job, though. I'm going to give you a pencil. Thank you so much. And really, you want to take this and put it in your refrigerator? Yeah. Yeah, you need some cherry. Thank you so much. We'll see how long that stays erect. Okay. Ed. Anyone else? Anyone have a question? Oh, yes.
Are you ever going to do anything else with strangers with candy?
Am I ever going to do anything else with strangers with candy? Oh, probably not. I don't know. I mean, who knows? Stephen Colbert is so busy and we've kind of moved on, but who knows? Maybe. I'm like older than Jerry now. Jerry in a convalescent home. Yes. She has a crafting question.
How do you keep yourself motivated once you've made like millions of things and you're bored to death?
She wants to know how you stay motivated when you've made a lot of stuff and you're just bored to death and you don't really want to make anything else, but you've got a lot more to make. I would break it all down, start over. I would just take everything that you made and take it apart. I've taken these apart. You know, I'll sit there and be like, I don't like these colors, and I'll take it apart and redo it. Stupid, crazy. I know what you mean, though. It's hard. Yeah. It's, well, ADD. I have a good craft for people with ADD in the book where you just take some string and you wrap it around a radiator pole. And you keep going all the way up. You can do all kinds of pipes in your ceilings, and it looks really good. And it's fine in the wintertime. Yeah, and if you have a cat, it's even better. Pretty much every craft is an ADD craft, really. You need to see her, the depressed one. And yes. She wants some party games for Thanksgiving. Anyone else? I don't know any. I'm not a big game player. I don't know any party games for Thanksgiving. I know what party games mean. I just don't know any games. How many people are you talking about? 20 people? Just have drinks. Drinks. You know. That's all you need. Or, you know, you really have to cast your party, you know. But if you want fun, just, you know, invite people that wouldn't get along, and then there you have it. That's what I would do. 20 people, that's a lot of people. It's a big turkey. Yes? Does my rabbit have a favorite craft? Just chewing anything that I make is what she basically does. She chews everything. That's her craft. I just bought her, we just had a house rabbit conference, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I bought her some straw hat. Is practice. She has already eaten half of it. There's that hair again. Yes. She wants to know if I'm aware of the blog Disapproving Rabbits. I'd never go on it, but people send me pictures. Yes. If I could take anyone on a celebrity craft challenge, well, I just met Rosie O'Donnell. Maybe I would take her on. I got to see her craft room. Disturbing. Disturbing. And she was really nice, and she had a really pretty face. Anyone else? Yes? She did. I really liked her a lot. When does a craft become art? That's a good question for Fred. When does a craft be... I guess after you sign it, really. Right? Yeah? Our typical art teacher thing is, I don't know. Absolutely, is that what you're saying?
I agree.
Oh, he agrees. When you sign it. Art. Anyone else have a question? So many hands, yes. All the ladies, the girls always ask the most questions. Yes.
If you were limited for the rest of your life to only four items to make crafts from, what are your top four crafts?
Top four craft items. Packing tape, peanut shells, googly eyes, tin cans. Definitely. Everything in my house is covered in packing tape, and it's expensive. Packing tape is expensive. Yes, ma'am.
Anyone who's read David's books knows a lot about her family. Are there any stories that he's told about your family that you were like, oh my God, why did you tell him that?
No, he has. Usually we know ahead of time, you know, so he's never really shocked anybody. I love how loud you're talking, by the way. No, seriously. There was a story my sister Lisa asked him not to write. It killed him, but he didn't. But I can't tell you what it was about. I'll tell you later. Anyone else have a question? Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, so what's the usual recovery time for that salad?
Recovery? whiskey dick salad. Why don't you talk to Ed? Ed? Well, you know what Ed could have done? You could, you know, make it a short. What do they call a chud? And they call it a chud when it's just wider than it is taller. We all know what I'm talking about. And maybe some more pineapple rings. Anything to get it up. To stay up. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Hey, that'd be good for Thanksgiving, 20 of those. And the game with who can keep it up the longest. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Anyone else have a question? Yes? Out there? Did I see a hand? Oh, someone's going like this. I saw a bunch of hands. Yes, sir.
I'm a pastry chef. And I
He's a pastry chef.
I want to know which one is your favorite cupcake to
He wants to know what my favorite cupcake to make is. I just like vanilla with vanilla. I use the recipe off the back of Domino's sugar, the powdered sugar. And then for the book, I had to try to rearrange the ingredients, act like it was mine, you know, to steal. But use that recipe. And normally I would say double the vanilla, but with that, I would just use a teaspoon. Easy. And I would use half and half. That's the best. It's hard to steal a recipe and make it your own. anyone else? Yes? Do I have a favorite Strangers with Candy episode? Well, I always say I like the illiteracy episode because I like breaking all the glass and stuff like that. And I liked, you know, my dead daddy when my daddy died. Because we were shooting that scene when I realized he was hit, and then I'm eating a hot dog at the same time, and I took a bite of the hot dog, and all that salt was in my throat, and then when I knew that we were going to shoot it in slow motion, I kept running in slow motion, and Paul was like, no, you don't have to run in slow motion, but I couldn't get it out of my mind, so I was like, Daddy! So it looks extra weird, and we did that like at, you know, 6 in the morning. Dead Daddy. So that was fun. I enjoyed that. All that salt. Now I have hair in my throat. Anyone else have a question? Yes.
Any plans for a next book?
Any plans for a next book? I don't know. I'm still recuperating from I Like You, to tell you the truth. I don't know. I mean, I really enjoyed the costume section, you know, the costumes throughout this book, and I really liked working with miniatures, so maybe the next book would involve, you know, something like that, maybe something with interiors, but we'll see. I mean, it takes 2 years, and, you know, everything's done in my apartment, and it's just hard to live around all that stuff. We'll see how this does. It's good for people who can't read, I hear, at a library, because then you can just look at the pictures and get inspired. And then if you can read, it's just an extra cherry on top. Yeah, oh, look at that juice around those rings. The secretions. Nice. Question? Yes, sir?
When I'm not on stage.
And
when you're not on a show.
When I'm on a show.
Are you still funny?
Am I still funny? No. No. It's different with an audience, you know, you get the energy from an audience. I was just doing a PBS show yesterday, and it was hard because it was just in a quiet studio, two people. It was like a date, you know, and you had questions like, what kind of music do you like to listen to? Do you believe in God? It was that kind of, so it was hard. And we're not even dating, so. Yes? Did I test some of my crafts with children? No, you know, I have a lot of things in my apartment. I have like baby crutches for children, you know, like this high. And I have a drawer with lots of, you know, toys for kids, and they never want to play at my house. They never want to come over. I don't know what it is. I didn't test anything out in any kids, no. Yes?
What do you think of craft bombing?
What do I think of craft bombing? Like blowing up crafts? Oh, that's, yeah, they should be. I mean, it's just crap nobody wants. I'm all for it. Absolutely. You can knit it. Why would you want to knit on a tree or a bicycle? You personally wouldn't want to, but people are going around and putting string and, oh, really? Is it like tie a little ribbon around the old, is it like that kind of? Why would they do that?
The new graffiti.
Oh, it's the new graffiti. Oh, brother. Well, what happens when it rains and stuff?
It gets dirty.
It gets dirty, right? And then it's ugly. And I say stick to graffiti and toilet paper. Yes? Am I going to expand my cupcake business? I don't think so. I'm more like a dealer when it comes to selling my cupcakes because, you know, it got really expensive, and then I had a problem with mice and cockroaches, and then everybody was doing cupcakes, so I'll just do them when someone begs me. I'm like, what will you do for me? Okay, you got to put up those shelves. I'll make you cupcakes. They got to work for me, and then I'll do it. That's a fair trade. Yeah. Yes? I have had some crafting disaster. Well, when I was making that wind chime, you know, baby wind chime, I cut myself. And then, you know, with hot plates, you know, putting my hand on a hot plate, and I'm always stepping on something. But I won't go near a glue gun or a sewing machine just because I've heard of the injuries that can happen. You know, but I always think, you know, when I was younger, my sister Tiffany took an IBM pencil and stabbed David in the eye with it. I have pencils for sale in the lobby. Unsharpened. You can give them to a missionary. One of my favorite chapters is Crafting for Jesus, because we didn't go to Bible camp or Bible school or anything, but I love religious crafts. And it's stuff you've all seen before. But in that chapter, I did my own hair and makeup. And so I saved all the hair from my hairbrush, and then I applied it to my face using toupee tape and filled it in with eye pencil and some other pieces of hair that I had. And that was my favorite thing to dress up as, young Jesus. And it was funny when I left the hair on my face and then put my jeans and shirt back on. So I just looked like a funny guy, you know, with like Jake Gyllenhaal is what I say. I did, or Melissa Etheridge. But it's true. They both look like Jesus. I'm not the first person to say that, right? Especially Melissa. Yes? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they've never asked me. I gotta go. No, I don't. Anyone else? Oh, yes. What's Ricky up to these days? He's all right. We're hanging out still. We work. A little transparent, but we still get along. Ricky's cool. Big pothead, but we, you know, that's all right. Ricky. Ricky with an I. Anyone else? Yes? Will I make crafts out of my... I thought about it. I did. Taking a taxidermy class at the Y. But then I thought that might be too weird. But I am saving her hair. And then, you know, because, you know, when she does die, whatever, I can, you know, use that and make a nice candle for her. You know, that's in the book. And you can take their hair and embed it in the side of the candle. And so I am saving her hair for something. Except it's in my throat. Yes. It would be okay if someone makes crafts out of me after. I should leave my body to crafting. I should leave it to Martha Stewart. I got to give my body to Martha Stewart. No bones. Huh? You think so?
Yeah.
I wonder what she would do with my bones. Who knows? Whatever she does, no one else is going to be able to do it. Wind machine. Yes. Talk about my body. Hope you like short stories, yes?
There was a picture in the paper, I think they were reviewing your book, and it was a provocative picture, but showing some cleavage.
Go on. Yes?
Tressed hair kind of strategically blocking out the...
Blocking out the what? Blocking out the what? My bosoms. Dad, first of all. No. Well, see, this is the same dress. And the dress was too low. So, like, when I sign books, I know I'm a busty girl. So my costume designer added this piece of fabric so I could wear it on the tour. But no, that's just me and my body. Oh, my hair? Guys, listen. That's a whole different man saying that. Yes, it was a fake side ponytail. I attached some fake hair to my hair so it looked long. And then it just landed there, right in my cleavage. Yeah. We can talk about it more after the show. Boy. Yeah. Anyone else have a... Yes.
What did you have for lunch today?
What did I have for lunch today? I had a turkey sandwich with mayonnaise on bread, and I didn't have any lettuce or tomatoes. That's all. I wolfed it down. That's it. And a banana. What'd you have? 3 gin-soaked blonde raisins. You had tuna fish. Did you make it at home?
I made it home and then brought to work and made it.
Oh, there you go. Where do you work? Really? Wow.
We'll take your body after you're dead.
You will? Okay. Okay. Sold. Yes. She wants to know if I use recipes for my Like You and do I cook during the holidays for my family. Not really. I kind of stopped entertaining after that book came out because then people just expected too much. And again, I do it as a trade. Like, I'll cook for you if you do something for me. That's basically it. But I do use all the recipes for my Like You. Those are the only recipes I have. And so it's my cookbook. So I'm always, you know, looking up the recipe. There are a couple recipes in this book, and then a couple recipes from I Like You that I put in this book because I was too lazy to, you know, put a new recipe in there. Yes?
For those of us who don't have access to movie set mailrooms, do you have any suggestions for resourceful places to find crafting supplies?
Everything's a crafting supply. I mean, at one point during the book, I said, that's it. We're not allowed to buy any more supplies. We have to figure it out on our own. You know what I mean? And so everything to me is a supply. When I was younger, and this is a true story, but I walked in on David, my brother. He was in the shed, and he was cutting off the hose to the shop vac because he needed it for something. And then my sister Gretchen had a razor blade, and she was shaving down the speakers in the living room because she wanted to make a beard for something. So everything. You know, I break, when people give me stuff, and if I don't want it, I break it down for parts and save it. Yeah, you have to. Yes?
Any crafts involving brown towels?
Any crafts involved? Well, yes. I know what you're, because of the, what was it, naked or something? Yes, there is one, Miss Egypt. It's a paper, you decorate a roll of paper towels using a washcloth. You know, you kind of drape it. It's for, if you're dating someone who's 18 years older than you are, a guy, it's for a shop, Miss Egypt. And you make the feet out of sandpaper. And then there's got to be doo-doo on the washcloth. That's what he's asking. Yes? Anyone else? Yes?
What's the best, and then what's the worst craft that you've ever received from someone else?
The worst is probably, it was a paper plate, and it had, like, seashells glued to it and glitter. That was pretty ugly. Really ugly. And the best craft I ever received? What would be the best craft I ever received? Well, anything Todd Olda makes is, like, you know, worth reselling. But he made me a tinfoil bracelet, and it's really hard to make. And I tried. I couldn't do it, but he let me borrow the one that he made for his book, and it's in my book. I love that. It's really nice. You could wear it around your ankles, too. I guess you could wear it around your waist if you were, you know, had a small waist. Yes?
I'm wondering.
He's wondering.
The next time you cook, what are you going to make that person do for you?
Oh, gosh, the next time I cook, well, there's a closet door I have that won't shut. Then I decided to take the light switch off my, you know, in my bathroom. I took the light switch off, and then because I wanted to paint it, and I put it back on, and just part of the wall came up with it. So I need that fixed. I need someone to patch that up. And then I need my windows cleaned. And I need the floors washed, too. And I need someone to take me to storage. Yeah, I need a man. I need a man around the house. Ed? Ed? You can't even do that. Yeah, whiskey dick. Anyone else? Yes. Did you have a question? Or you just were waving to me? I'm going to have a wandering eye. Yes. How can you feel better about your poorly executed craft? Why are they so bad? What's wrong with them?
I'm just terrible.
Maybe crafting is not your thing. Maybe you should take up another hobby. Do you like wine or beer or something? Yeah? All right. Well, try something else. You know, if you're not good at it, then we're not. That's okay. anyone else have a question? Yes? Right there? The lady with the long, curly hair and the big glasses. Oh, no? Okay. Oh, yes. Ed has a question. Jackass has a question. Yeah. Donkey. He wants to know if my craft, any crafts were inspired by growing up in the South. There are a few things. Yeah, sure. I mean, just there's a roach clip that you can make out of a crab claw. Came off a crab, North Carolina beaches. My seashell craft section's pretty lame. It's really bad. But I couldn't think of any seashell crafts. So they're like three. But that's a big one. That came from North Carolina. The only one I can think of right now, but I'm sure there are a lot more. All the nuts, all the nature sex, that's practically all from North Carolina. My sister Gretchen made a lot of the nature crafts, and she charged me $5,000 for nuts. This, she made this for me. Not this one, I made this one, $10. $10. It's like there's not even 25 pennies in there. Family. Yes. Because toilet paper's so ugly. Well, you know, you can put it in a nice tin can, like a coffee can, and you can decorate the outside of it and then drop your toilet roll in there. That'd be fun. Or take a branch from nature and just, you know, one that forks off and then just put a little hobo. Oh, I've seen those. The Barbie and the dress. That's good. Yeah, I have mine, it's like a little, it's got a four-leaf clover type fabric, and I have an extra roll in that, a little squirrel made out of felt on the outside of it. Crafts are so, I know, they're ugly and they're useless. I mean, I know, but some things I do like. What? Really? A toilet paper's not that bad. I love looking at toilet paper. The tubes I save, you know, there's lots of things you can do with toilet paper tubes in the book. Fun with tubes. Tubes are fun. What'd you say? You said, what did you say? Hoses and stuff? Sure, you could do things out of hoses and stuff. Hoses are a blast. Yes? My favorite craft that I made in the book are the marshmallow stars. There's marshmallows, and you take toothpicks and you roll them in glitter, and then you insert it into the marshmallow, and then you string them up. That's my favorite craft. And I did a good job. You can tell what I made in the book. It just looks like it's going to fall apart. And I know. I mean, I'm not very good. But I know who is talented. You know, I know how to find people that are good at craft making and then give them the idea and they can make it for me. I like the knitted sausages that are in the book. Those are beautiful. $1,000. Yes? Was Jerry Blank based on anybody that I knew? A bunch of different things. You know, the hairstyle, I wanted a professional golfer's, female golfer's hairstyle off the neck. And then Vicki Farrell, the costume designer, picked out, you know, everything as far as what I was going to wear. I had the fatty suit. And then she was inspired by Flory Fisher, you know, that was going around the internet for a while. And Paul Dinello's dog, you know, there was a little bit of Jerry in that too. And then I had the face already, you know. It's a face I was doing for quite a while. And then you get a little rash under here after a while. Not the Neosporin can't fix. Yes? Oh, keep thinking. I'm sorry. Did you? It's that same lady. Yes. No, it's an office called the Comfort Zone. What do they do? Oh, that's a Comfort Zone dentist. I found that name if you're an amputee, you know, and it's like a piece of pantyhose, and you put it on over the stump, and it was called the Comfort Zone, and that's how I found the name. I used to get that magazine in the mail, but I don't get it anymore. I don't know what happened. I was amputated. Anyone else have a question? Yes? My favorite place in Philadelphia? I haven't been here enough to be able to answer that. But I was here last summer doing Best and the Brightest with Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah, it was fun. And so we were here, but we were just working the whole time. I didn't really do much. Yes, sir? I heard the, no, I'm not. I'm going back tonight with a baby and all. I heard there was a craft fair. What perfect timing. I bet their crafts look great. I'm going to try to sell this at the craft fair this weekend, see if anybody will buy it. Real crafters just make fun of me, I know. It's all right. Yes, ma'am?
I'm curious what your apartment looks like, and do you have a lot of your crafts on
She wants to know what my apartment looks like and if I have a lot of crafts in display. I put all my crafts in storage pretty much, so they're not in the apartment anymore. A few things are. And what does it look like? Well, I have a craft room. I made it look like a baby's room first, and then I turned it into a craft room, so it's kind of creepy. And then, it's not like lots of cabinets, so I can put stuff away and not look at it. I have some space, you know what I mean? I like my apartment. Big windows. It's not so bad. Clean now. It's a little clean. Yes? According to Costco ordered a bunch of books, and they saw my Making Love chapter, and they sent all the books back. They thought it was too dirty. And it's not a dirty chapter, Making Love. What's dirty about making love? What's dirty about making love? No, but everything pretty much made it into the book. A couple times. I was really, The only thing, I was going to do a chapter on crafts only a mother would want. You know, but then I just didn't get around to it. You know. Yes, ma'am?
It's amazing how much Kira Sedgwick looks like you.
Oh.
Are you ever going to do her show again?
She wants to know if I'm ever going to do the closer again. Well, I'm family now, so I guess when they need me, they'll ask me. She was really nice to work with. Yeah. I liked her a lot. She looks different without any makeup on. I mean, we all do. Yes?
What are your favorite current TV shows?
Well, Mad Men. I really love Mad Men, but I love Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights, anybody? I love that show. So I really got into that. And then what else do I like on TV? I think that's all I really got into. I mean, I'll catch shows here and there, but, like Mad Men and, Friday Night Lights, I got obsessed with. What are your favorite shows? Yes, bed bugs. Yeah, terrified of getting bed bugs. People give me stuff, and I'm like, why would I take that with me? A sweater, pillows. All I think are bed bugs. I'm scared. I can't get them. Do you have bed bugs? If you did, would you say you did? No. Who's going to say that?
I think that's a New York thing.
It's not a New York. The headquarters is Cincinnati. They're everywhere. It's true. Cincinnati's the headquarters. It really is. They're everywhere. And bed bugs, they don't discriminate, right? You can be rich, poor, doesn't matter. I haven't been to a movie theater in so long because I'm afraid I'm going to get bed bugs. Look, I'm already scratching. I wasn't even scratching until you asked me that question. Oh, God. I'm not even joking. Jeez. I can't get them. Stay away from me. If you want to buy something like a paddle or pencil, just tell someone else to get it for you in line. I'm not going to risk it. And I know you have them. You wouldn't have asked that question. New York City. No way. Nope. Anyone else have a bed bug question? Yes.
I'm curious, is there a serious
Sedaris? My dad's serious. And then when he tries to be funny, everyone has the same look on their face. Like, huh? Their knitted brow and... He was just in town staying with me, and he's 87. And yeah, so that was interesting. And I have a sister, Gretchen, the one who charged me $5,000 for the crafts like this. She's a little bit serious. I mean, she's really artistic, and she's in her own world, but she can be a little serious, and then that's it. The rest of us just make fun of them. You kind of have to. Speaking of bed bugs, David just, he did a reading at the Apollo. Yeah, I was petrified. At the Apollo? Bed bugs. Very scared. Yes. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Halloween costume?
Do I have a favorite Halloween costume? I always went as a hobo or a gypsy. A hobo. I get to play a hobo in the book. Good hobo tips. Bed bug hobo tips. Yes?
With a show like Glee.
With a show like Glee.
If you're working out with show choir, people singing on stage in high school, do you see there being
could be a craft high school comedy show, right? Art teacher, absolutely. Fred's all with it. Yeah, I could see that. Let's do it. You know, I haven't gotten into Glee yet. I'm going date. My brother loves it. I'll get into it. I just haven't, you know, done that yet. But I'm going to do it. You like that show? Yeah, you do. Is there something you want to sing from the show that you want to know? All right. But I know Jane Lynch. She went to, she was at Second City when I was there, and I know Kristen Chenoweth. She guest starred on it. And yeah, they enjoy that show, I guess, since they're on it. Yes. Absolutely, yes. Sometimes, I don't do it a lot anymore, but I'll take a display table and I'll just cover it with stuff I want to get rid of, and I charge 25 cents for it, a quarter. So, no change, no. And it's got, so I want to do my laundry, but it's anything I want to get rid of. Old VHSs, half bottles of lotion, mayonnaise, if I had an open jar, anything on this table, for example, I'd sell for, except for this tape, because it's too valuable. Sure, it's a great way to get rid of stuff. And you know, you got to cater it to the people that are coming over. Like if I know, let's say I know that you love Mad Men and I want to get rid of my DVDs, and I might put that on the table. You like stuff taxidermied?
Yeah.
Well, I just bought a chipmunk to go next to my squirrel. But I wouldn't sell, you know, that would be more than a quarter. Yeah, it's freeze dried. And the squirrel, she's on the back of the cover of the book. That's my squirrel, Winx. Name it Winx. I've had him forever. Anyone else have a question? Yeah?
What are your thoughts on Martha Stewart?
What are my thoughts on Martha Stewart? I think he's great. I think he's really funny and very talented. He's always been nice to me. Yeah, he's a great guy. No, she's nice. She does have a sense of humor. We're so opposite. You know what I mean? So opposite. I don't know what she would think of this book. She'll think, why are you wasting my time, Amy? That's what she would say. Lighten up, Martha. Yes?
Have I ever crafted for my brother the rooster?
Have I ever crafted for Paul? Probably. Yeah, I've made stuff for Paul before. He did a lot of nuts in the book, you know. He painted acorns and nuts and put googly eyes on them. And then he made me a seashell like wind chime. But I didn't put that in the book. It's ugly. But he'll make stuff because now he has a daughter. So, you know, they do that together and they send me stuff. But Paul's very crafty and very creative. Paul. I don't know. I just sent him a book. I don't even know if he's received it yet, but I'm sure he'll love it. Definitely. He's always making something, Paul. He's good. He's got a lot of good energy. He talks like this, Rooster, hey, Amy, what are you going to make today? Yep, cool. Yeah. Anyone else have a question? I saw, yes. She's a new mom. Looking good, mama. When you say new, like how long, who's watching the baby now? Oh, okay. Do you pay them? Okay. She wants to know if I have any craft suggestions for someone who wants to relieve stress. And what else? And doesn't have a lot of time. Well, I'm not kidding. These pot holders are fantastic. Just get the kit. It's great. And plus, it'll prevent you from biting your fingernails. I don't know if you do or not. Any craft or any little hobby is going to release stress, I think. That's what I would suggest. I'm seeing somebody. he said two more questions. Yes, sir. The most embarrassing crafting moment during the book? I was never embarrassed during the book because I was with friends and, you know, we were high. And so I was never embarrassed. But in the Making Love chapter, Paul Donello wears a short canary yellow robe. And he should be embarrassed. But, you know, I wasn't embarrassed. And one more question? Yes? Oh, just tell them Amy said hi. At the new Hallmark studio, you going there? Oh, good. You know, her audience is fun. They wear really bright colored T-shirts. And I always wonder, you tell them what to wear? I mean, everyone's in yellow and turquoise and red, and it's like something's up. Seriously? I knew it. I knew it. Because I was like, this is too weird. I mean, like, no black, nothing, no white. It was like this dress. Everybody in T-shirts and bright. I was like, what is going on? But they were old. And yet they had, which is fine, but it was like, wait a minute. You know, all these old people wearing these bright colors? I don't know. It was like for the deaf, you know? But yeah, let me know. Well, you're not going to let me know, but have fun. So I'm going to be in the lobby. I'm going to sign books and have these few things for sale. And I want to thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to a podcast from the Free Library's Author Event Series. If you live in Philadelphia or are planning a visit and would like to attend an author event, information is available at freelibrary.org.